Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina. Okay, welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus and Miss Nina at 3 to 4:30 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time each Sunday. Until the end of December, we will be gifting each week with a surprise gift. Could be a caller or could be someone in the chat room. You have to call in or either be in the chat room to be eligible. One question per caller, as always. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who is also the network manager. And Miss Nina is also a psychic. She's a Reiki master, for you folks who want to understand that. She's a Reiki master, teacher, minister, photographer, and many more things. What I do, I am 40-plus year experienced reader. I do psychic tarot. I tell you who your angels are that are helping you, and if you want to connect with loved ones on the other side, that needs to be a private reading. So let me say this now. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Top of the page, you'll see intuitive reading. That's me. Click on it. You'll see my picture when you go into the site. I do daily psychic readings from Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. Because I know that I'm on the West Coast, I also want to give you people a chance on the East Coast to call in, you know, to be fair. Thank you for listening from around the world, on the phone, in the chat room, for supporting our show this year. Without you, it would not be successful. So me and Miss Nina just want to say thank you all. We really appreciate you. Okay, well, to begin, you know, I always do our prayers, so I have to say this. Oh, we have an advertiser this week, too. I have to say this. I received a few emails about the partner prayer, so I'm going to read it again since you all had the request. I thought I had it on my on my website, but evidently not, so I will type it up and get it on there. First off is our cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted to the highest good of all, and so it is. We're all luminous. Okay, here's a partnership prayer for everybody. We desire a partner, and when I say a partner, it could be male or female, that's up to you. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or hers love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. Mm-hmm. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we, in fact, are deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly, profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are and not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives, and so it is. Okay, and we do have an advertiser this week for the radio network. Right Way Interiors, making your dreams a reality. If you're thinking about, remodeling or adding to your house, anything that makes a difference, these are your guys. Michael Graham at 253-878-4483 and Mr. Anthony Boyd at 253-820-2669. Monday through Friday and some weekends. Call us for the Right Way Interiors. We love to see you smile. Okay. The only announcement I have, and then I'll go to Nina, is a girlfriend of mine in Christ, Miss Monica, I won't say her last name, she was a single mother raising six children. She was married, but I guess when her ex-husband left, it really left something on her. But anyway, she raised six children. There's only one at home. She's got a child that's a doctor, a tax accountant, a military person. She has done so well with their children. So I'm mentioning this because I know being a single parent is not easy by no means. But the accomplishments that your children have made in their lives is something, yes, to feel good about, express it, and for other people to enjoy that. You can do this too. You know, all single parents, I know it's not easy, and I'm going to say not just women. There's a lot of men out there now that are also single parent. But just know that you are loved and that you're doing your best, and nobody in the spiritual world has forgot about you. Believe me. Okay, Miss Nina, you got any announcements?
Well, not really. I just want to say good afternoon to everyone. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. The Christmas season is fastly approaching. Remember, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, do whatever the case may be. Be kind to one another, not just now, but throughout the whole year. We really need this kindness and love to overflow. And also, remember your gratitudes. I know I haven't been putting them on my Facebook page every day, but I still am doing them. So that's almost, it's weeks now that I've been doing the gratitudes. So come on, people, get in there, make yourself feel good, make others around you feel good, and remember those gratitudes.
Amen. I'm in total agreement with her. When you write it every day, it's just like something, as the days go on, something changes for the better. I don't know how to explain it, but for me, it did, you know.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. So just remember that. If you're feeling really down and out, just remember to think about what you are grateful for, because there's always something to be grateful for.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Nina. Okay, well, I think we're ready to, and we are giving out a gift today. I don't know if it's going to be on the line or if it's going to be in the chat room, but we are giving a Christmas gift out today. So you don't know. You just got to keep calling in or go in the chat room. Anyway, and the lady last week, congratulations to Karen. She got an hour free reading, a $60 value. So thank you, Karen, for that. Okay, well, I think we can begin. What you think, Miss Nina?
I think it's time, Lennis.
All righty. Our first call up is area code 706. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. How are you ladies?
Oh, just fine. And you, Sophia, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing great.
All right. All right.
Do you need a specific question?
It always helps.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll go with the question I have is, what can I expect upcoming on my spiritual path?
I see renewed vows. That came right out. Now, renewed vows, I'm not saying as a marriage, renewed vows to yourself. You know, like, if there's things that you were doing, you know, it's not really you or that's not what you're about, you need to go back and vow to yourself you weren't going to do certain things in your life or certain things were going to happen for the better for you. But that's within your spiritual being that you're asking me, so that's what I see, is that change for the better. Your spirituality is trying to tell you to change, go inside and change, because you know who you are, but you're letting other people, I don't want to say defeat you, distract you. That's the word. Distract you, Sophia, from what you're trying to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Nina, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that's it, Sophia. Go inside.
Thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Okay, next call, area code 509. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello,
509, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Erica, and I just have, like, an employment question. I interviewed, like, in early November, and it's been just a long time, and I just want to know if I'll actually get it. They have until early January to kind of let me know, you know, about the internship, and I was just wondering how you feel about that. It will... Like, if I do get it, it does require relocating, like, about 5 hours away. So, and it's only a temporary job with the government.
Okay, Erica, so what you're asking us is, are you going to get the internship position? Is that what you're inquiring?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I see yes, but there's a delay. I don't know why there's a delay, but I see yes.
Okay.
The delay is in paperwork. Now I see it. There's some paperwork that's sitting on somebody's desk. But yes, you will get the internship. Yes, you will. So if they tell you, like, you will hear about it by Monday, and you don't feel bad about that. It's coming. It's just a delay. So you might hear Wednesday or Thursday. Okay, that, you know, you got the, excuse me, that you got the position, the internship.
Oh, yep. Okay. I mean, I really just want it, and I want to do my best and, like, impress my bosses with my good work and, like, attitude, like, positive attitude. But I'll just stay positive and, you know, hope it all works out for me.
No, don't just stay positive. Claim it, that that's your position, that you have the internship job. I'm getting ready to tell you congratulations, and you're like, well, I'm like, no, that's your job. You want that internship, then claim it, and tell yourself, your spirit, being whatever, like, this is my job. I'm going to get this job right here because I need this internship, and it'll happen. But you must believe in yourself to know that it's going to happen. So no doubt, no think, it's I know. Okay?
Okay. I'm
going to
get more spicy about it then.
Yeah, okay,
thank you.
Erica. Congratulations,
great.
Erica. Okay.
Yeah,
have a wonderful week. All right, next call is area code 845. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Fine. Who is this?
Yes. My name is Elena. I want to ask you something. We got a future to do. A movie, see my daughter going to have a bigger success.
Okay, you want me to see if your daughter's going to have children?
No, no, she got a bigger success on the movie, she got to do it.
Oh, you want to know if your daughter's going to move?
My daughter going to project a film. She got a bigger success.
she has a bit, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Miss Selena. Can you help me, Nina? I'm not understanding her.
I said, say my daughter got a bigger success on the future.
Okay, so your daughter got a big check, and what do you want us to figure out?
Yes.
What, she got a big check, so what do you want to know? What is your daughter going to do with the money, or is she moving?
No, no, she's going to do a movie. They're going to do a film. She got to do a film. I got a project to do a film.
She has to project it to her family, the money?
Yeah, is she going to have a success? Listen,
I don't know.
Forget it, but I don't understand them. I put it this way. You see when I go in Italy?
When are you going to Italy? Okay, I'll go on that one. In the fall of next year.
Next year?
Yeah, in the fall of next year. During the holidays, you'll go. You'll spend the holidays over there.
Oh, 2 more years.
No, not 2 more years. Just next year, in the fall.
Oh, just next year. Thank you. You got a message in my husband. My husband passed away. You see, I got a message from my husband.
I can't. You want me to pick up your husband and see if he, what is he? I don't understand.
I have a message. Yes, please. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You want to know, is your husband in touch with you?
No, my husband
passed on.
My husband passed away.
Right, I understand that. Wouldn't you want to know if he's in touch with you or around you?
Yeah,
he is. He is. Your husband is around you. Anytime you think about him or call out his name, he's there with you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't have been of more
Thank
help.
You. I understand.
Right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a nice holiday.
You
Thank
too, Miss Selena. Thank you for calling. Okay, next call is area code 917. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Look, are you fighting in the chat room, or is it clear? Is it all clear, Miss Nina? Or is it Pacquiao and Mayweather this week?
The chat room's wonderful today. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Yes, Zina, I just wanted to ask about a relationship. Anything else to do with Sean?
Well, wait a minute. What happened to you wanted to know about the subpoena earlier? You know what it is for?
No, but I want to ask about a relationship. I only get one question, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. All right, this is on you, Miss Nina. She wants to know about Sean.
Sure, yes.
Tina, you keep asking me about Sean. I already told you he's a good guy. Give him a chance. Talk to him. It will work out.
Okay.
You just got to break
that you want?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You got to
Go
break
ahead, Nina.
He's a little bit shy. You just got to break through that.
Yeah, he is shy. That's why I'm asking, because I don't really, he's not outgoing like me.
Well, so go and talk to him. What's your problem, girlfriend?
Because he seems so, calm, so I just let him be calm.
Well, that calm is fine, but if you want a relationship with him, then you better hustle your little butt.
Go on and talk to that guy. Get him in your corner,
But why is he shy? I mean, he talks when he wants to, but I do know that he has that part of him. Why is he shy?
Maybe you're just too beautiful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm like, is he insecure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take that. I can definitely take that.
Okay,
well, if that's what it is, then thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Tina.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, honey.
Me too.
Okay, next call is area code 843. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Hello, it's Nina, and I'm sorry, Linda. I think this is my first time catching your show.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Sanithia.
Okay, Sanithia. And what can we answer for you today?
Thank you, ladies. I was just wondering, job-wise, in general, something's been icky in my spirit, and I'm really not sure what it is. Like, I just feel it. It comes at any time of the day. And I was just wondering if you could help me try to figure out what this is. There's something, like, I can feel it. It comes up, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is this? Where is this coming from? And I'm not sure if it's concerning, you know. I don't know what it's concerning, to be honest with you.
What do you get a feeling like? Somebody's watching you? Or like a shadow?
No, it's when I'm driving, I get it. Sometimes when I'm writing, I get it. I could be eating, and it'll just happen.
And what do you feel? No, go ahead.
I think it's time that you tell her about the sea salt. There's something hanging on to her.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, too. Okay, get your pen and pencil. You're going to need to write down a few things here.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
All right. First thing, sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, white candle.
Okay.
Number three, vinegar.
Does it matter if it's apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing is you want to put the salt. You're going to take like a teaspoon. You could just pour it in sea. It has to be sea salt. It's not expensive. It's
mm-hmm.
cheap like oxidized salt. Anyway, you're going to pour
mm-hmm.
like a teaspoonful in your hand. From your front door, you're going to go all the way around your domain, each corner going clockwise. So when you get through, you're going to end up back at your front door. So each corner, sprinkle a little salt. So that God is the only one that's in this house, and no negativity can come therein. This is God's house, domain. Go at each corner throughout your apartment or town or home, whatever. When you get back to the front door, say it is done. No negativity can enter therein. Outside your front door, do you have a mat, Sunita?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, under that mat, I want you to do a whole white line of salt. White line, and then just put the mat back over it, and nobody sees it. This will stop negativity from even entering your house. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
White candle when you're relaxed, and be sure and blow it out at night before you go to bed. But when you relax, burn the white candle and ask for prayers of purity and cleanness that you can feel comfortable in your domain. So let that candle
mm-hmm.
burn for a while. But, yeah, it's good if you can burn it for 7 days, but be sure and blow it out at night, though, before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the vinegar is the last thing. Take 2 cups of vinegar, get in the tub, warm water, hot water, however that you enjoy your bath, and
mm-hmm.
pour 2 cups of vinegar in that water. And I want you to soak just for 20 minutes. You know, if you can get it in your hair, I don't know if you have weave or something in your hair.
I don't wear weave.
Okay, so if you have natural hair. All
natural.
Okay, no, that's fine. Me too. Just dunk your head back in the tub so that your head is wet, but don't get it in your eyes. If you have to put the
mm-hmm.
washcloth across your eyes, okay. But, you know, just dunk
mm-hmm.
your head back. And after 20 minutes, get up, rinse off, get out the tub, and you're going to feel a change in your being.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell me what it might be? It started a few weeks ago, and I don't know, I'm usually able to catch stuff like this and know what it is right away. I don't know what this is.
Somebody's sending you bad vibes. That's what it is.
Is somebody I work with? Because I've had a big issue with somebody I work with.
No. Mm-mm. This is somebody that you know is how you kids say it? Throwing shade. That's the word I should say. It's throwing shade on you. But with the salt and the vinegar and the white candle, you can push them right back to where they came from. You know, and any time that you feel a feeling like that, you tell, this is unacceptable. Get out of my car. Get out of my house. You are not welcome here. If you're not of God, get out. And I mean, say that as though it's another human being that's got on your nerves. And you're like, you know what, you need to get the hell up out of my house. Say that to that feeling, that spirit. And tell them, you're not welcome here. You're not of God. So get out of my house. Get out of my life, you know, and all that. And you'll be okay. Call me and Nina back and let me know. But do this week as soon as you can.
Okay, I will.
All right. Call us back and let us know how it came out. You're most welcome. And God bless you. We'll be praying for you too, Sunita, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very welcome. Have a good week. Okay. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Ms. Nina is your moderator over there, so just go on in and ask her questions, too. Now, today's show is being brought to you by Right Way Interiors, making your dreams a reality. The owners are Michael Graham and Anthony Boyd. Phone numbers is 253-878-4483 or 253-820-2669. Monday through Fridays, and they also work some weekends, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. So call us for the Right Way Interiors. We love to see you smile. Okay, now on to the next caller. Next caller is area code 904. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good tonight, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, terrific.
Great. Yeah, I just wanted to ask a relationship question. I've been alone for quite a while, and I'm kind of getting ready where I'd like to have a partner in my life. So I just want to see if you see anything on the horizon there.
Oh, okay. Are you having problems with your wrist, your left arm?
My shoulder. My left arm, yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling it. I mean, I was concentrating on your question, but I was feeling that really strong, so you must, I feel what you feel, so okay. But you're taking care of it, so.
I'm getting it worked on, and
Okay, back to relationships. I'm seeing sand and miles of sand. It's like being in a desert, but it's not a desert, but it's just miles and miles of sand. That's so quiet.
I live near the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Got miles of beaches here.
Oh, okay. Okay, that explains that. I'm getting this guy is a businessman, but he's also a fisherman. He likes to just hang out on the dock sometime and fish. Quiet guy. About 57 years old, 55 to 57. Nice looking. He's just quiet. He's a person that, he doesn't like the crowds and stuff. The more intimate between two people or just an intimate soiree, that's fine with him. His name is John Wickamaster is what they're telling me. Wickamaster or something close to that. So just write that down, John Wickamaster. I may be mispronouncing it, but that's how I'm hearing it from the angels, so just pass it on.
So he's Wickham, John?
No, I got his name, Wickamaster.
Okay. Okay.
That was the name I got. I don't know what that means. I got John Wackenmaster. Wackenmaster, something like that.
It's a funny name.
Yeah. I see you meeting this guy at the shore because I'm seeing water and sand, and I'm seeing you walking. And he's getting, okay, there he is. He's getting ready to pass by, but you two speak. And when you speak, you stop and have a conversation, and it begins.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds neat.
So he's a fisherman. So if there's, you're not far from water, if there's an area like a dock where, you know, the guys go and, you know, do a little fishing or whatever, he'll be out there. I'm not telling you to go fish, but you'll see him. Like I said, he's a nice-looking man, but you'll notice him because he's kind of reserved, very shy and quiet. And that's okay. And he is single. He's been divorced for years. He has a daughter that's grown, way grown. So he lives by himself. There's no one at home.
Cool. You see that coming around soon, or this year or next year?
I see it this year, in fact, this month, because it's cold. It's cold outside. You know what it looks like? You got mad about something, and you decided to go for a walk, and you drove down to the beach, and you just wanted to walk, listen to the air, look out on the water. And as you're walking in your anger, he's coming towards you, and that's where, you know, you speak to each other and then just start talking. You're like, oh, what kind of fish do you buy, you know, fish for, excuse me. Excuse me, Lord, I got the hiccups. But anyway, and this is how you two will meet. So, yeah, I see it, Cole. I will say December or no later than the end of January.
Cool. Great.
Yeah, because I don't see him far away. Miss Nina?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too.
Yeah, you're going to meet him in the wintertime, which would be odd going to a beach in the winter. But
well, it's Florida.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for you, it'll be good because the reason that you go out there is to cool your mind down and just walk and reflect and think. And, oops, unexpectedly, look who shows up.
The
guy that's going to be in your life.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Well, Patty, give us a call back and let us know about that relationship, which I see it coming.
I will. Thank you so kindly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week there, young lady.
You too. God bless y'all and have a great holiday. Thank you.
Thank you. You the same, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next call is area code 210. Yeah. Area code 210. You are on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello. Area code 210. Hello, hello, hello. Maybe you just want to listen. And that's okay. That's fine. I'll put you on mute so you can hear the show. Okay, next caller is area code 908. You're on the line.
Hello,
how are you doing? Who's this?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How you doing today?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I am, but I know you're not. I can feel your heart. But go ahead, ask your question.
No, because I'm like somewhere and I can't talk loud. Could you tell me about my relationship?
I knew it. I could feel it. Can you give me his first name? You got me talking, so. What's his first name?
K-E-R-N. I'm trying not to talk so loud. That's why I can
only No, that's fine. No, that's fine. You can just listen to me and Nina. His first name is Kersh, K-U-R-S-H?
No. Kern, K-E-R-N.
Okay. That's right there. Okay. All right, me and Miss Nina's on it. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
Well, your two K's sure match. Why do I see this man in a boat and he's got the paddles going, getting away? He's just paddling fast, too, like he's scared of something. I don't know. But he's in a, and it's not a rowboat. It's like one of those boats you sit in and you just go all over the place, a little narrow thing. That's how I see him, and he's paddling on the left-hand side, but he's doing it in a hurry, like he's trying to get away. Oh, I see. There's a woman that's giving him the blues. Okay. Yep, he's catching hell from a past relationship. Does he have children?
So he say Well, say that. So they say. It's
okay.
Know,
no. Yeah, don't say too much. Why I'm saying this is because I see a baby mama just giving him grief. That's why I'm asking if he has children, because she's giving him grief. Because I'm wondering, you know, when I get a vision of somebody running away from something, what in the world is going on? So that's what I'm asking the angels. Why is he in this boat just paddling really fast? This woman is giving him the blues. I know it's an AB situation, but she's just giving him the blues. In fact, he's thinking about going to an attorney to see what he can, to see what he can do, like either set up parental payments and parental time when he can see the kids. But to be actually, she's such a, and I'm going to say it the way they're telling me, she is such a witch, which is too bad that he would love to see his kids, but he don't want to go through her.
Okay.
He doesn't want to go through her. Let's see what else. Well, he enjoys being social. That's for sure. He's a social being. Sometimes he locks stuff, Keisha, inside of him that he should let go. When I say lock it inside of him, it could turn into an ulcer. It could turn into cancer. You know, he needs to let that out. I put it like this, so that you'll understand when you talk to him. His baby mama gives him such a fit that he could get so mad and slap the taste out of her mouth, right? But being the person that he is, he's not violent. He's not going to hit a woman. It puts him between a rock and a hard place, and he's like, wow, why am I going through so much grief? Why is she doing this to me? So, yeah. I see that he thinks about you. I see that he thinks about you, but he just needs to pray to God and see the attorney. He does need to see an attorney, and that will stop all that mess. You know, this is legally, when I can pick up my kids, this is legally your child support payment. So other than that, you have no reason to talk to me. Right?
Okay.
So it's just a couple things he has to do. But I don't see him as a bad man. He's a good man. He just cannot take confrontation and a lot of problems. I have a person that can bear that. Go ahead, Nina.
I have something. I need you to be really supportive. He's taking so much flack from this other woman. He really needs you to be and that's what he needs from you more than anything right now, and you'll find your relationship is really going to be very strong and very positive.
Okay, all right, thank you all so much. I appreciate everything, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Keisha. And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right.
Enjoy your night.
You too. Don't forget, supporting.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller up, area code 908. Or what happened? They dropped. Ooh, okay. Okay, next caller, area code 815. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi.
Is this Honey Bee?
I'm calling from my pay-as-you-go phone because my regular iPhone has a lag in it. So I thought maybe it's not the connection to the show. Maybe it's the phone. So I'm trying the new phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you sound terrific. You sound great.
Fantastic.
Now you might want to go in the chat room today.
She is.
Oh, okay, 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 good.
I'm all over the place.
Okay, now, what's going on, Miss Honeybee?
All right, so I put my willpower in full effect, and then I failed, and then I drove to go see my friend, and we watched funny movies, and we laughed for 2 hours, and I drove back. Now, mind you, this is on a Tuesday, so I shouldn't be out in the street to begin with because I have to work on weekdays.
Okay.
I get pulled over by a black lady cop, and the first thing I thought was, Linus just told me, nobody hurt you like your own. I was like, this sister is about to give it to me. So she's like, you were doing like, where are you coming from and what's going on in Chicago? And you know you were doing like 90? And I'm like, she is full of crap. I know I wasn't doing 90 miles an hour because my car won't go that fast. So she writes out a ticket, And, you know, I don't want the ticket on my record because I just started driving this summer. And I go to pay for the court supervision so it doesn't go on my record and so I can continue to do Uber without any problems.
Yeah.
And she fudged the ticket. First she said I was doing 90. The ticket said 84. I'm positive I was doing 72, but okay. She fudges the location that she took the ticket in. I don't know if she was out of her jurisdiction, but it says one city and I was in a different city. And she says the speed limit was 60. When you do 21 to 25 over the speed limit, you have to pay $20 extra.
Right.
So when I looked at it, she put the speed limit 5 miles per hour lower than what it should be. So she fudged up the speed limit in that town, too. So now I'm really messed up, and I've crossed out everything I'd written on the ticket. I tore up the check, and I said, I'm going to court for it. So what do you see as far as court? Now, she's messed up two or three things as far as what she's telling me and what she's putting on this ticket is all false.
Tiffany,
I haven't had a ticket. Go ahead.
You don't have to worry about the ticket. It will be thrown out.
Based on what
Hallelujah.
Grounds? Because I can have all of the words together, and as soon as I get in court, I'm like, duh.
Just write everything down. If you're feeling like that, just write everything down.
Okay.
I was a witness one time, too, in court, and it's a scary place. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, just write everything down, and you'll be just fine. Even if
okay.
you have to read, the judge totally understands. And, even if you have to read it, just explain to him just like you did to us, and it will be thrown out.
There
okay.
you go.
Should I be
glory,
careful
hallelujah.
About bad-mouthing her? Because technically she
yeah,
was
no.
out to get me. I was pretty cute that night. I understand that she was hating on me, but isn't it illegal for you to falsify a ticket?
Yes, it is illegal,
yes.
but, you know, don't watch what you say. You got to
right.
remember that and the judge are on the same side. So, you know, be sweet as pie. And just say, you know, she kind of screwed up this ticket, and I wasn't even in this town. I was in this town. The speed limit was this speed, and she put down this speed. You were doing 72, and she said you were doing 84. You know, just go factual and keep it factual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they'll rule in your favor. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Was that a sign that I should not be driving out in the city on Tuesday to see that dude anymore?
No.
No.
Okay, because we had a really nice conversation, and it was really beautiful, and I still don't like him, but for what he's worth, he's still a really good friend. But I thought that was like an omen, like, okay, Tiffany, sit your ass down now. Don't keep doing
no.
this, or else I'm going to keep doling out bad luck. That's my first ticket since 1997.
Well, Tiffany, it's just telling you got to slow down, girlfriend.
Right. Okay, so I will be fighting this
Take
ticket.
Take the lead foot off the tank.
Oh, you know what? I was really tired. I literally talked until he couldn't talk anymore. And then after that, I was exhausted. I live 90 miles away from him, so that drive is miserable. And it's all cornfields and forests.
Well,
and
my thing is, go on the weekends when you have the night off or whatever, and if you're
right.
really tired, crash on his couch. Don't go during
his
the week.
His couch? He's homeless. He's like a drifter. He stays at everybody else's house.
Well, then make him come to you.
And he's got no
Why
driver.
Why you out in
like,
Hooterville
boy, I really
picking up something like
I?
That? Huh? Why you out in Hooterville picking up somebody like that?
I moved away from the city of Chicago 20 years ago. All of my friends, all of my family is still in Chicago. I'm 90 miles out here in cornfields trying to get away from the crime. You know how Chicago is. You know Chicago.
Yes,
yes.
That's
no place to raise a boy. So I'm out here, and anytime I want to socialize, I have to make a drive. That's why you all told me last week that I need to get out and socialize if I'm going to meet the guy because he's not going to fall in my lap. This is what I have to go through since the last.
But, Tiff, you just said he was homeless.
Yeah, but all of his friends have homes, and that's where we crash and watch movies and joke around. And
oh, okay, so you're going to hit on the friends.
He won't let me even interact with his friends. He's so jealous.
Well, then, honey, you need to move on. He's a friend, and that's it. But, yeah, if you're socializing to meet people, you need to meet people.
Meet people with jobs and homes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And well, friends get to be kept in the friend slot.
Okay. Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
All right. Let us know.
I will let you know how the court date went and how steep the ticket was in case my words fail me and I end up having to pay.
No, you won't have to
pay.
Nina told you. So you just do your due diligence, write it up, and know when you walk in that courtroom, hey, I ain't going to have to pay nothing. I'm going to walk out of here all right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay,
yes,
I will go with that.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Thank you kindly.
Okay.
Welcome.
I love you, honeybee.
Love you too.
Okay, next caller. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello. You're on the air. Hello. Either speak now or forever hold your peace. Guess not. Okay. You have anything in the chat room, Miss Nina?
Anybody got any questions in the chat room, my friends?
Yeah, let Nina know. I'll answer them on air. While Nina's checking that, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. 2914. Remember, one question per caller. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator. And thank you for listening to the show around the world and across the nation, and also the folks that are in the chat room and the people calling in. We do appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm not getting any questions from my chat room either. What's up, you wonderful people? No questions today? Well, Lennon, we have our winner in the chat room. It's Lexi.
Okay. Well, Miss Lexi,
so,
if you can, go ahead, Nina.
If you can, I'll go into private message with you, and I'll get your full name and address, because Lennon has a wonderful gift for you.
Yes, Miss Lexi, you're the winner today of a $50 gift card that'll be coming to you in mail for listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina, and I thank you. So, Miss Nina, I'll get the information from you, and we'll send the gift card out to you. See, you got to listen. You never know who it's going to be. Thank you, Lexi.
Is there going to be any questions coming out here? Well, Linus, what can you do or say? Keep us.
We got one. 678, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, what can we answer for you today, Miss Kathy?
Oh, wow. I was trying to see if I would be getting a job offer by the end of the year.
Is there any particular field that you're interested in?
I do accounting
okay.
at the controller, director of accounting level.
Okay, that's fine. Your job is not going to change till March. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you're going to have to suck it up for 3 more months. And in March, your job will change way for the better. I mean way for the better by March. You'll be so happy because you'll be at your wit's end thinking, will something come through or, you know, that you've applied. It will. March of next year, it's almost like a dream job for you. That's what I'm picking up. But you'll be ecstatically happy, that's for sure. It almost to you feel like Christmas is such a blessing. So look for that, Kathy, in March for your job to change for the better. The company you're at right now, you're miserable, aren't you?
I'm not working.
So you're miserable not doing anything right now. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't see anything this month, but I see in March, March 1st, I see you getting a job that's, like I said, a dream job that'll pay you more money, but I'm not picking up anything. I'm seeing two people squeezing a door close, but they're on each side of the door closing it. Is there something that you just finished up in your life and there's a major change going on?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you being pushed in any direction to act a certain way?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not seeing anything for work until March. Miss Nina, did you see anything?
No. I picked up the same thing. March is when I'm picking up.
Yeah. But I'm sure, Kathy, in the meantime, maybe just, my father used to say, you crawl before you walk, and when you stand up, start running. So maybe you might have to take just a base salary job. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Starbucks or retail. A lot of the retail places this time of the year are always hiring part-time people. So that'll give you some money in your pocket. But your true job won't be till March. But, like, you're in need of money, that would be my suggestion. Any of those fast food places, any of the retails, Penny's, Sears, Macy's, whatever, they're always hiring. So during this time of the year. And that will give you a little extra money in your pocket. At least until the end of January. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
What? You were going to say something. Go ahead.
Help me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't last until March, so it's just, I just feel like if I don't get a job by the end of the month,
Will you have to move out? No, that's okay. Don't worry about crying, honey. Will you have to move out at the end of this month if you don't get a job?
By next month, I will.
Well, not really move out,
but foreclosure proceedings will start on my house.
Oh. Okay, well, let me say this. I understand. If any listeners out there, would you call in to help Kathy? Don't you guys have now something where, I don't know if it's through Obama, but you can get a grace period or either they'll work with you? Have you checked any of the government?
You have to have a job for somebody to work with you. I have nothing to work with. So if you don't have a job, you can't do the deal with the devil. You know what I'm saying? So, that's fine.
And you're the only one that's on this mortgage, right? To pay it, it's all
right.
On you? Okay.
Yep.
Nina, what are you picking up?
There's part-time work available right now because of Christmas. So you could get some work for right now. I see a bunch of boxes. That's all I'm seeing is a bunch of boxes. I believe it's inventory, so you could be wherever this part-time job
warehouse.
Is. Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be warehouse. It could be anything. But whatever's happening, you'll be there for the weeks preceding Christmas and a couple weeks after for inventory. So go out and apply. Hit the streets. Even if it's something you've never done before, apply for it anyway.
Yep.
And you will get a permanent job in March. But you just take whatever you can get for right now. and just hold everybody off until you're able to. Foreclosure does take a while, so you do have the grace of a few months in there too. But please don't despair. Something will happen on the positive side.
Okay.
Okay, Kat.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be praying for you too.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let us know how things come out.
Lennis?
Yes, ma'am.
Lexi says she would like us to pay it forward with her gift.
Oh, bless your heart, Lexi. Oh, okay. Well, it's still up to Miss Nina, so let me take another call. That is so nice. Let me write that down so when we do the next person, they'll know. Okay, area code 646, you're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Are you going to come? There you go. Okay, 646, you're on the air.
Greetings, Linus and Miss Nina. This is Tony from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Tony. Doing great.
It's great to hear.
Yeah,
I guess my question was just, you know, I was just looking to see if there was any messages for me out there in the universe.
Oh, okay. Who is this? It says, stop trying so hard. I need to come kick your butt. Who is this spirit? Go ahead, Nina. I got a spirit that's talking in my ear, but it's making me laugh.
Yeah, well, I got one, too, saying that you're doing great. Just continue doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Oh, that must be why. Yeah, because they're like, what are you stopping for or something? I guess it's you kicking your own butt. Like, let me get this together. You know, it's not somebody else. It's you within your own. But, yeah, they're laughing. So you're doing good. Whatever it is, you're doing good, because angels don't always laugh all the time when they give us information. So that's a good thing. They have laughter. But, yeah, it looks like you're okay. Whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it. Like Nina said, you're on the right path. What are you
okay.
questioning?
Oh, man, I'm questioning. There was like a recent like loss. So, you know, I'm just kind of like trying to get the ground under my feet and, you know, just trying to put everything together, you know, yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Was your loss a human being or a
yes.
pet?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that takes time. That takes time. You're still processing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take time, but you're still doing good, so I'm not telling you, but I know the hurt. You just, you know, it takes time to process that and accept, so.
Yep.
But otherwise, you're doing okay.
Okay. Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah. You're doing fine. Just stay on the path that you're doing, and things will come your way. Should be shortly. I'm seeing rapid, the end of December on you, Tony. So
wow.
Whatever that's going to come up, it's going to be quick. It's going to be
okay.
Like, boom, and it happens just like that. Like, whoa. You know,
okay.
I mean, it's good. Whatever that this is good, but it's like you're like, whoa, kind of overbearing, too much. Not too much for you to handle, but just hit you all at once. But it's good. Well, whatever it is, it's before December 31st. And it will be a surprise and a happy one.
Wow. Look forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you so
call
much.
Call me
appreciate
back
it.
And let me know about your surprise.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too, Tony. Have a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? It's 4:00. Nina, do you have anything?
No, I really don't have anything. We might just have to hold on to this gift and give it out next week unless we get another caller, and then we'll give it to the next caller. So if you're going to call, If you're going to call in, you've got to call in within the next minute, because otherwise we're going to close the show up.
Yep, and we'll just add that gift to next Sunday, so when that person wins something, they'll also win that, so they'll actually get two gifts. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe we'll do one. Maybe we'll do one that do the 50, and then the other one will also get another gift. So we'll just bless two people next week. How's that?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Blue Haven has a question from the chat room. She would like to know, like I told her, she was going to find a new love in February. She wants to know something about this love.
He likes to ski. I see he's a skier and a snowboarder. Happenstance. I don't know why I'm getting happenstance about this man. Well, I'll put it like this. He's athletic, and he participates. I mean, he likes the snow, but he participates in athletic endeavors. So, yeah, he's athletic, good body, tall. Just waiting for somebody to capture him. That's it.
There you go, Blue. How's that? And we still have no callers. Oh, well.
Excuse me. Now I start coughing. I'm hot. Anyway, okay. Good timing. I didn't even bring my water jug in here, did I? Nope. Okay, well, thank you. Nina, talk.
Thank you all for joining us today. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Dennis is choking, so she needs her water. But, yeah, have a wonderful week. Stay positive. Remember your gratitude. And be thankful always.
Amen. Thank you.